USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The search for the missing Titanic exploration sub is intensifying. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick.
A Canadian P3 detected underwater noises in the search area. Although the ROV searches have yielded negative results, they continue.
10 U.S. Coast Guard search vessels will arrive at the scene, located about 900 miles from Cape Cod, by Thursday morning. It's believed the sub has less than 16 hours of oxygen left. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors and illegal possession of a gun in 2018. If certain conditions are met, the gun charge may be dismissed. The pleas are scheduled for July 26th in a Delaware courthouse, pending approval by a U.S. district judge. Jack Teixeira, the man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents, pleaded not guilty to federal charges in a Massachusetts courtroom today. He appeared before the court a week after being indicted by a federal grand jury. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman is facing six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell anticipates additional rate hikes as the central bank aims to curb inflation.
Inflation pressures continue to run high, and the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
Speaking before a hearing with the House Financial Services Committee, Powell stated that most Federal Open Market Committee participants expect interest rates to rise moderately by year's end. This comes after the Fed's recent decision to maintain stable interest rates, breaking a streak of 10 consecutive hikes since January. An explosion in central Paris has injured more than two dozen people, with 29 reported hurt and four in critical condition. Rescue teams are searching for two missing individuals in the wreckage of a damaged building that housed the Paris American Academy, a design school primarily attended by international students. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Democrats in Congress are reintroducing the Equality Act. It's being led by Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, Mark Takano, and Senators Cory Booker, Tammy Baldwin, and Jeff Merkley. The act aims to protect LGBTQ individuals from discrimination amid anti-gay movements in certain states. If passed, it would extend federal civil rights protections to include sexual orientation and gender identity, covering areas like employment, housing, education, and federal funding. Math and reading scores for 13-year-olds have dropped, according to the latest test results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Math scores are now at their lowest point since 1990, while reading scores have hit their lowest level since 2004. The National Center for Education Statistics expresses disappointment in the lack of academic recovery after the pandemic, despite more than 2 years of in-person learning. Today is International Go Skate Day.
Today is the day skateboarders celebrate, and they hope you'll join them.
We don't judge anybody. You know, we accept you for who you are.
And skateboarder Tommy Zam is super stoked as company TSM Media promotes up-and-coming skaters and musicians.
Skateboarding is like a culture. It's a community, you know, like, as long as you skateboard, people are going to support you.
Back in the 40s and 50s, they called it sidewalk surfing, and the first skateboards ever sold came from an L.A. surf shop that made a deal with the roller skate company in Chicago. I'm Lucinda Kay.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.